Hey Jamila, laris betul bisnes nasi lemak kau. Kat mana kau jual?
Aku jual online lah Raju. Satu Klang Valley aku supply.
Eh, macam mana tu? Bukan rumah kau jauh ke?
Taklah, aku guna Cloud Kitchen dekat Sapura Mines lah.
Cloud Kitchen tu apa?
Dekat Cloud Kitchen Sapura Mines, senang. Semua dia dah bagi. Kau nak periuk ke, nak sudip ke, nak oven ke, semua dah ada. Tak payah susah-susah nak beli.
Berapa ringgit kau nak bayar ni?
Tak mahal pun. Tengoklah bisnes aku macam mana. Jual nasi lemak je pun. Kalau kau nak equipment, semua dia boleh supply.
Susah tak masa kau nak apply hari tu?
Langsung tak. Aku call kejap je. Terus diorang tolong set up.
Dekat mana tadi kau cakap?
Dekat Sapura Mines. Layari sapuraproperties.com.my kalau kau nak tahu lebih lanjut.
Baiklah, sapuraproperties.com.my. Okay, thanks Jamila.
Korang tengah layan podcast Amans, sebahagian dari jaringan podcast di Amans ni. Apa khabar semua? Aku Mak Pis.
Aku Yem.
Okay Yem, kita ni makin kerap pula kebelakangan ni buat podcast. Banyak benda sebenarnya nak cakap. Tapi sebelum kita mulakan sesi podcast, apa khabar? Lama aku tak jumpa. What's up with you, Yem?
Aku baru je renovate sikit rumah aku. Ada letak sikit barbecue pit guna butter merah, kau tahu. Kasih lawa sikit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Lepas tu aku punya nanti insyaAllah akhir tahun ni macam seperti biasa aku akan ajak engkau dan geng kita datang buat barbecue. Kau boleh bawa anak kau, kau boleh bawa bini kau, join sekali lah. Tapi tak ramai lah, macam biasa kan aku punya barbecue kan ramai-ramai kan.
COVID.
But just now was so much fun lah bro. It's like tak ada siapa pun, aku dengan anak bini je. Tapi it was so much, it's very strange. These 2 years, kita tak jumpa orang, tak ada majlis keramaian, tak ada, ni, kita bukan politician memang tak ingat dunia kan. Tapi kita SOP, kita kekalkan. But it has impacted many of us tau. Sebab kalau kau fikir, baru tadi aku tengok anak aku, dia jumpa kawan-kawan dia kan. Kau tahu tak, they don't speak, you know, at the table. It was so bizarre, 14-year-old daughter. Dia tak sembang dengan kawan-kawan dia. And they were texting each other. No, they were texting each other while they were in front of each other.
Oh, that's odd.
It's odd if you and I do it, if you and I meet, and then, you know, we text each other when we...
But for them, that's the only communication. Something that cannot be said in front of parents also. I'm familiar with that.
Itu kalau nak ngumpat, kita WhatsApp lah. Tapi bukan ngumpat. Tak, ni macam...
Regular conversation.
I don't think it's weird for them because that's the only part yang they have known since the pandemic. And then many of them got their phones during the pandemic. They never did had the opportunity to talk to a human being face to face. So now they have to unlearn.
You have the screen in between.
Yeah, you have the screen in between. Kalau tak ada screen, you macam you don't know how to interact.
But isn't that now, bad for interpersonal communication? I don't know.
Oh, 100%. It's bad. 100%. Make no mistake. But to say that it is odd, I don't think it is odd because that is the only time yang that is the only behavior that they are familiar with. Itu aku punya pendapat lah. Jadi now the remedy to this is to meet more people face to face. So you know, I hope my daughter meets more friends, and I want to get her friends to meet more people as well, so that they can be normal lah.
I think 5 years lah. And 10 years from now, baru kita akan nampak the whole. I mean, how much it has shift or it has changed for this particular generation, kan? We don't really see it right now, 1-2 years post-pandemic, or rather during the pandemic. And I think 5 years, 10 years from now, you're going to look back in the 2020 and just realize like how hard or how different, how big of a game changer it was. Bukan sahaja, I think human history lah, in the whole civilization. I don't think we've experienced of this magnitude lah for the past 100 years at least, COVID-19.
No, betul. Ada satu artikel yang aku baca before this, COVID dogs, maknanya parents dog. Ataupun apa people yang adopt anjing during pandemic, okay. Dekat Amerika Syarikat, anjing-anjing diorang semua berkelakuan aneh sebab as you know dogs are very social creatures, they are very pack animal, They have to work together in a collective society baru diorang boleh function properly. So because diorang tak boleh keluar rumah, diorang terkurung, diorang, you know, all these.
It's a new behavior lah kan?
It's a new behavior. So I think, yeah, I read it. And it was from a very popular publication. Aku tak ingat mana. Kau rasa New York Times aku rasa. Tapi anyway, the impact is the same. Yang kepelikan tu berlaku. Jadi untuk anak aku tadi yang dia jumpa kawan-kawan dia tu, berkelakuan aneh untuk kita, tetapi untuk diorang tak berkelakuan aneh. Tetapi aku agree dengan kau yang ini tidak bagus untuk membangunkan interpersonal skill and communication skill, and therefore the only answer is meet more people face to face in this coming weeks or months. So I'm starting off with my own barbecue. Tadi kita dah test run dah dry run the barbecue set. Nampak gaya, nampak okay.
Boleh. Go.
Dah boleh go. And yeah, man. Nanti aku ajak kau datang lah.
It'll be interesting to see. Okay. We are entering into the podcast session now. Kita mulakan dengan segmen pertama. Segmen apa berita terbesar minggu ni. Okey, untuk berita terbesar minggu ni, Yem, ada satu laporan daripada South China Morning Post di mana menyatakan Taiwan sebenarnya looking at semiconductor cooperation with Eastern European nations. Dan aku rasa kau pun pernah cakap benda ni, Taiwan Semiconductor yang berpangkalan di Taiwan, if you don't already know by the name, it's one of the biggest companies in the world along with all the big techs. And kita lihat while Taiwan Semiconductor is building a $12 billion chip plant in Arizona, it has given no suggestion of interest in a similar facility in Europe. And the European Commission, EC, bukan EC Malaysia, iaitu Election Commission, European Commission has proposed legislation to boost chip production and has angled for Taiwan's involvement. Aku rasa benda ni menarik in terms of kita tahu the whole chips issue kan, all this shortage of devices, PlayStation 5 dan sebagainya, is a big deal. In fact, benda tu juga highlighted by Secretary Gina Raimondo, which is US Secretary State, so sorry, Secretary of Commerce, yang baru saja sebenarnya beberapa minggu lepas tiba di Malaysia, or rather lawat Malaysia as part of her tour of Asia. And she said, very simple actually, I think I saw the interview that she gave. She basically said, untuk soft chip issue ni, dia kata mudah aja increase the production. I don't know what that entails, cause I'm not a pretty much an expert when it comes to chips punya production, but it seems easy enough for her. But I don't know. Maybe when you read this news, you probably think differently.
Yeah, sebab nampak gaya memang macam tu lah. Dia punya, you know, at the end of the day, kau kena faham tau yang perniagaan harus berterusan. Dan kalau dia nak buat dekat Arizona tapi banyak sangat songel, nak tak nak pergilah European Commission. Sebab European Commission, macam kau cakap, dia dah buat perundangan untuk menambah chip production ataupun pembikinan chip secara ketara. Dan siapa lagi yang nak bikin chip kalau bukan Taiwan? Kalau macam kau cakap tadi, senang je. Kau Google top 10 largest company by market capitalization. Ada banyak carta-carta. Carta yang aku tengah refer sekarang ni, Wikipedia, sebab dia latest updated. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter. TSMC. Top 10. Alright. The biggest company in the world, of course, Apple. More than 2 trillion. In fact, sekarang ni dah 2.3 trillion. Microsoft mula-mula pada suku pertama 1.7 trillion. Sekarang suku kedua 2 trillion. Now 2.1 trillion. Alphabet, of course, yang memiliki Google. Amazon, of course. Yeah. So, and of course Meta lah, syarikat yang kita paling tak suka sekarang ni.
So
Apple, Microsoft, yeah man, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, done. And then now the bottom half of the top 10 tu yang penting, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tencent, Berkshire Hathaway, TSMC or Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, Nvidia, Alibaba. Berasak bro semua ni.
very closely contested.
Ada yang nombor 7 pada suku pertama, nombor 8 suku kedua, nombor 9 suku ketiga, naik. Because the fight for these kind of companies, Tencent, Tesla, Alibaba, Taiwan Semiconductor and Berkshire Hathaway, is extremely crucial, particularly if you talk about another company that involves chips, Nvidia. Okay, and these companies, they need to build chips aggressively across places. And if it means pergi ke negara-negara macam apa nama, Slovakia lah, Czech Republic lah, apa bagai, they will do it.
Whatever okay, my works, worry is this. Whatever works for their whatever supply chain.
My worry is this. Okay, you touched on a very important point, supply chain. My worry is this. Malaysia, okay, minggu ni, satu syarikat akan IPO. Nama dia Aurelius Technology. Senang Berhad, now Berhad. Aurelius Technology Berhad akan IPO di pasaran utama Bursa Malaysia bermula 16 Disember. Prospectus dia keluar 29 November. So 16 Disember dia akan IPO. But they will never be as big as a Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. They will never be. Why? Sebab they are at the bottom of the value chain. At the bottom of the supply chain. They are not in the designing of the IC chip. They are not in the creation of the AI that requires the chip to function. Dia hanya membikin chip secara hardware. And I think that is the critical part that we need to fix. At the end of the day, if we don't push up our supply chain and our marketing chain and our manufacturing chain, kita sampai kiamat lah akan bikin chip secara silikon, menyatukan silikon di atas papan papan kekunci. That's it.
Basically, we're the lower end of benda-benda.
Not the lower end. And we will always be a subcontractor to Taiwan Semiconductor. And by the way, I'm not saying that what we're doing is not important. For Taiwan Semiconductor, they need the prefabricated chip from our side.
Yeah.
Without us, nothing, right?
Tapi they cannot do their big bucks lah, right? We are the small.
They cannot do their big bucks.
We are the small suppliers that help their cycle.
Exactly. So we need to talk about how the Malaysian chip makers, either Aurelius Technology ke apa ke, whoever lah, whether or not we can be creating another Tencent or another
TSMC.
TSMC. Can we make the next Taiwan Semiconductor? Maybe Mak Mandin Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation ataupun Penang. We have to move up the supply chain. Kalau tak, kita akan macam ni lah. Bila IPO kan, market capitalization 300 juta ringgit, which is not even $100. That's so small lah when you compare against Taiwan Semiconductor yang, you know, 400, 500 billion market capitalization US. By the way, US. Taiwan Semiconductor US. And then of course, kau kena tengok Taiwan Semiconductor dengan Sony, dia baru je cantum nak bina 7 billion chip plant dekat Japan. Do you think the chip plant, the $7 billion chip plant dekat Japan is the lower end like us or the higher end because it's Japan? So we cannot be fighting macam all this lower end anymore. We have to be fighting the plant, chip plants dekat Japan, dekat Taiwan and so on. Because so, if you want to go to all this Lithuania ke apa ke, Czech Republic ke, go right on ahead. But I fear, Mat Peace, that dekat Lithuania nanti, they will bina the higher end aspect of the chip. And even those countries like Czech Republic will be more will be better than us in just 5 or 10 years from now.
Basically, we'll lose out and eventually we become irrelevant lah, which is what we don't want. If ada orang yang listening, better come up with good policies to boost ataupun to drive this sector forward. Aku totally setuju dengan apa yang IEM cakap. Benda ni ongoing, we need to look at it. Of course, the visit, there is some cheap plants being built here. Not enough ya, masih lagi di lower end, but hopefully dengan permulaan itu kita boleh start our steps toward not even rivaling Taiwan, but maybe just increase our values lah. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan sambung ke segmen kedua. Apa lagi berita terbesar minggu ni?
Tahukah anda, industri permainan video merupakan antara industri terbesar di dunia yang bernilai berbilion-bilion ringgit. dan saiz industri ini telah kekal gergasi selama beberapa dekad. Pada tahun 2020, pendapatan dari pasaran permainan PC di seluruh dunia dianggarkan bernilai lebih 100 bilion ringgit. Dapatkan berita dan rangkuman dunia permainan video terkini sepenuhnya dalam bahasa Malaysia di aksiz.com, aksiz.com hari ini.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku Mak Piz dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen kedua, apa lagi berita terbesar minggu ni. Okey, aku terpanggil juga untuk mengambil artikel daripada South China Morning Post ni, di mana aku rasa it's quite relevant untuk Malaysia punya discussion, iaitu UN agency pushes global AI ethics norm, etika dalam kecerdasan buatan, norma etika dalam kecerdasan buatan peringkat global that bans the use of technology for social scoring, mass surveillance purposes. Of course, kalau kita baca berita ni, there's a lot of jargons if you're not familiar with AI atau kepintaran atau kecerdasan buatan ni. Tapi first thing that comes to mind, yeah, bila aku baca berita ni is of course, if you remember, there's this Hyde system that were used before this to predict the so-called
bukan ada lagi ke Hyde system tu?
Ada,
masih diguna pakai tapi dia tak gembar-gemburkan dekat awal.
Yeah, masih diguna pakai, but I think aku pernah tengok juga beberapa discussion and interviews with global AI expert, or rather there are pakar dari Malaysia yang actually sit on the AI UN punya global AI board. One of them is Dr. Helmi Zakaria. Of course, beliau sebenarnya terlibat dengan Selangor Task Force when it comes to managing COVID. So if you've seen his interviews, he said benda ni boleh digunakan sebagai, you know, you want to data mine, you want to help you make decision. Tapi dia tak boleh, macam if you remember the first week of Hyde, where if you appear dalam Hyde, you kena tutup. That doesn't work when it comes kita nak apply the usage of AI ataupun kepintaran buatan. Hyde is basically, boleh argue lah, tapi it uses algorithm, right? So in a way, yes, it's classified as kepintaran buatan ataupun artificial intelligence. You can't use it for mass surveillance. You can't social scoring. Kira basically you can't dictate how kita humans move around or interact or sebagainya. You can use it for data purposes. You can use it to assist yourself in coming out with policies. You can use it to monitor potential red areas and see put in countermeasures. Tapi you cannot do what Hyde has been doing lah. But I think right now Hyde punya issue tu dah terkebelakang. Tapi with this article, it basically underscores lah why is it important for us Malaysia included to be ikutlah apa yang diperkatakan di peringkat global bila kita bercakap tentang etika dalam penggunaan kepintaran buatan ni.
Kau tahu tak apa yang aku nampak, gaya dua benda yang aku mendapat perhatian dalam artikel ni. Pertama adalah UNESCO, yang badan yang nak mengendalikan barang ni, UNESCO, I don't know, World Health Organization ke apa ke, it's UNESCO yang jaga heritage. I don't know why it's UNESCO, but I guess, you know, if it had to be somebody, why not heritage lah? Okay, I don't know. But as long as somebody
UNESCO doing this. UNESCO cover a few things, right? Educational, scientific and also cultural, right? So,
Scientific?
Educational, scientific, okay, cultural. So
kenalah juga. Okay.
Boleh lah. Boleh.
That's number one. All right. Because I think any international body trying to present guidelines on AI or technology or social media is welcoming. Because we are in this problem and in this quagmire in the first place because there is a big problem of us not understanding regulatory requirements for internet behavior. Itu satu. Second thing is, China dah introduce dia punya own set of ethical guidelines untuk kawal selia AI dah lama dah, bro. Dah beberapa tahun. And you know, when you watch TikTok, for instance, today lah kan, kan ada that whole, you know, you can watch soft pornography in a way, you can watch irrelevant content, particularly harmful content, you know, seksa-seksa binatang apa semua.
Oh, okay.
And you can, no, you can complain, but you know, at the end of the day, it does provide a situation where if it's not user reported, then it's going to be fed to you as a consumer. Okay. And this is compounded even further kalau pengguna TikTok tu anak-anak muda kita. Mm. Alright, imagine kalau budak-budak kecil, terutamanya boys or whatever, right? They get the soft pornography content early on. That's problematic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in China, they have managed to control this. They control Baidu, they control Tencent. They say that if the account is registered to those under particular age, maknanya the age gating, tak kisahlah 15 years old ke 13 years old ke, the content will be fed with patriotic content or educational content or scientific experiments. So they don't allow for they curate the content if the user is young, and the instructions come from the government themselves. So that is how you regulate content fed platform on the internet by the government. I mean, China is leading the way when it comes to regulating the internet. Aku macam, you know, for all the flag that we get, right, that we give China, they know how to control.
Things. There are some good things.
Yeah. So, a lot of good things, right? So it's important for us to actually provide a lot of balance when it comes to what China is doing in regulating internet versus what the rest of the world, particularly the US, is doing on regulating the internet. Because kalau kau nak tengok, US right now is losing the game in terms of how to make the internet safer. Now, you can say that internet in China is controlled, it is under surveillance, it is... I would rather have that rather than the unfettered type of internet that we get right now from the US. Imagine kalau ni New Zealand yang shoot apa semua orang, you know, live stream dekat Facebook, dekat masjid. Come on, man.
That
is what happens when it's unfettered internet access.
When you cakap macam ni, buat aku teringat remaja-remaja di China, remaja-remaja muda perempuan di China don't have access to Instagram. Can we say that they are not affected badly? I'm sure they have their own version. Tapi of course it's not the version that we are familiar of lah, because you know China punya social media pun is a different beast altogether. But aku rasa there are certain things that should be controlled when it comes to anak muda, especially you know those below the age of 18 dan sebagainya. And it's a very responsible thing to actually tweak the algorithm in order to prevent them from accessing such content. Of course some may argue and say this is like halang hak dan sebagainya, but you know it's for the greater good, right? And of course when we discuss about the greater good ni, it opens another can of worms. But as far as online content is concerned, there should be some level of control, sebab kalau tak dia akan jadi mengarut lah. And aku rasa there's a lot to be learned from China. I agree with you. There's a lot to be learned from UN punya global ethics. We should be more ethical. And we are entering actually a more dangerous world with the advent of technology. Technology makin, you know, makin canggih. I don't know. We were talking about Apple Car, right? A few episodes ago. I don't know, we may live in a world where our car mungkin tengah drive kat highway, tiba-tiba kena hack ke. You know, there is that possibility, right? Because everything is cyber, everything is internet connected, internet of things, 5G, 6G dan sebagainya. And we have to keep up with times. And kita tak boleh lah macam masih lagi berada di takut lama. Policy-policy yang you come up with, you have to anticipate future threats. And you have to anticipate future threats faster, quicker, smarter, wider. Baru you boleh address all these things. I'm very pleased with this ethics, and actually will continue to cover it more often, especially as more issues arise. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Teman Amats.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Peace dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen ketiga, segmen Teman Amans. Okay, seperti biasa, aku dan Yem mengalu-alukan sebarang soalan daripada pendengar-pendengar semua ke us@amans.my. Aku ulang sekali lagi, us@amans.my. Untuk minggu ni, kita ada soalan daripada pendengar kita. Kita dengarkan dahulu apakah soalan.
Hai, saya Lisa dari syarikat AA. Setiap tahun, Kamus Bahasa Inggeris Collins akan menamakan perkataan tahunan mereka. Bagi tahun 2021, perkataan tahun ini adalah NFT atau Non-Fungible Token. NFT mengalahkan perkataan-perkataan lain seperti crypto, metaverse, double vax dan juga hybrid working. Bolehkah Mak Pis dan Yim terangkan sedikit tentang NFT?
Itu dia, NFT. Aku sebenarnya yes and no. Aku personally, I don't know. I wouldn't say I don't know at all NFT. I wouldn't say I don't know. I know a lot about NFT ya, but aku know a bit lah because I saw on Twitter benda-benda ni sebenarnya exploded. You know, NFT, non-fungible token. And in fact, ni aku share dengan kau ialah BBC News ada melaporkan bahawa NFT ni ataupun non-fungible token ni is Collins Dictionary's word of the year. And ni aku share a bit of
ada
a
dulu
statistic.
Sorry. Tak apa, silakan. Share statistik, silakan.
Statistik. Apparently, abbreviation NFT ni rose by 11,000% in 2021. So throughout this year, from 1st January until now, which is like 11 months dah, heading into 12 months, 11,000%. Can you imagine? Aku rasa memang. I mean, I think this is going to explode lah. In fact, NFT ni ada juga dalam game dan sebagainya. Of course, it's still developing. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert, but I'm interested to know more of what NFT has to offer.
Okay, macam mana aku baru interview satu lawyer daripada Wong & Partners menceritakan tentang NFT. Soalan aku adalah ini. Kau tahu tak 1990s cult movie Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino wants to take one single frame of the movie and create an NFT and have a digital ID on that single frame. This is the iconic frame yang Samuel L. Jackson dengan John Travolta pandang belakang tu. Very famous, very iconic.
It's meme worthy semua ada lah.
It's meme worthy. Even in 2021 GIF, we're still using it. GIF meme, okay. And then you know the double dare, I double dare you, and you know that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he wants to sell it. And then if you're the lucky
guy, it's a lot.
Millions, it's a lot of
money. Yeah.
Millions, it's a lot of money. Right? Yeah. We're talking in and possibly up to $10 million even. That single frame. Mm. And then you know, you can have special rights to it. Mm. You can have kalau you are the proper owner, you can have dinner with Quentin Tarantino once a year, contohnya. Whatever lah, whoever the owner of the NFT is. Whatever lah. Yeah. Okay. Miramax, the producer, the studio house that owns Pulp Fiction is now suing or plans to sue Quentin Tarantino if he does that. Because they say that
it's not his.
Everything about the movie is his. Now, on his argument, they kata, well, everything about the movie is yours, including the imagery and everything, but does not include NFT. The intellectual property of NFT.
Faham? Because NFT doesn't exist when he created the movie.
Jadi soalan aku dekat lawyer ni, dekat show aku, aku tanya lah, what is this? How is it going to move forward from here, kan? And then they kata, this is the part where in 2022, better regulation, better laws, and better conversations will be had about legalizing, bukan legalizing, about regulating. Regulating so that you may allow digital assets like NFT, like cryptocurrencies and many other stuff in between, including, by the way, the latest form of debt, which is called buy now, pay later model. Big, big topic that I want to talk about. Buy now, pay later is still debt. Oh my god, aku tak tahu macam mana nak cakap benda ni, babe. Tak apalah, in the episodes to come lah. But,
we should discuss. What is
important, we must discuss. In fact, okay, macam ni. Kita dah, we already have an episode for the next one. Which is buy now, pay later. Sebab, hello. Buy now, pay later is still debt, you know. So, you can't just slap on a lipstick on a pig and then say everything's good. No, everything is not good. Nothing has moved. Okay, so with the better regulatory requirements on NFT or digital assets, we're going to see all these arguments being tested in the courts in the years to come. So kudos on the word of the year, very good. But at the same time, I think we are only seeing the beginning. Remember, crypto.com dah ganti Staples Center dekat Amerika kan? Dia beli $600 million untuk berapa tahun, 20 tahun ke 10 tahun, something like that. Alright, so crypto is going to be the next big thing forward. Big thing forward.
It's already a big thing, yeah.
Be a big thing forward. It's already a big thing, yeah, you're right. So, I think it's important for us to understand this even better. So, siapa-siapa yang nak buat-buat bodoh, tak nak belajar benda ni, it is your own, to your own peril lah. Because I think if you are not getting in gear with NFTs, with digital assets, with crypto, with buy now pay later, all the other stuff, I think you are not going to be able to keep up with the demands of the market right now.
I mean, I think cara kasar untuk cakap is get into the 2020s lah. This is the decade of the 20s, and there's a lot of these things. And aku this whole Miramax versus Quentin Tarantino punya debate or rather argument ni mengingatkan aku. In fact, many episodes we've discussed about Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow versus Disney. Of course, benda tu dah settle. Of course, when contracts were made up with, this is pre-pandemic lah, made up with actors or actresses, they've never thought about streaming rights, right? Now you have to include that in the freaking movie contract that says that, okay, movie tu tak boleh pergi ke streaming X amount of days, 45 days, or is it 60, or is it 120 days? So, get on with the program lah.
That is a very good analogy. Because you're right, dulu, is it 10 days, 60 days, is it simultaneous? Yeah. And then, of course, Shang-Chi, oh my God, such a great movie, but it's like so much of a headache right now because macam tu lah, macam Black Widow punya argument lah. Some countries are now trying to sue Walt Disney ke apa, or whoever owns the damn thing. Why is it that streaming services for some countries, they lepaskan Shang-Chi, and then some other countries tak lepas Shang-Chi. What makes one country more important than the other? Sedangkan kalau betul benda ni ubiquitous, semua patut dilepaskan serentak. These are all 21st century problems, bro, that needs answers. It really needs answers. And I don't know whether we have the time nor the inclination to understand everything and try to talk it out. Because,
I see it as teaching problems.
But my concern is this, bro. Malaysia is not part of this conversation.
Yeah.
And that is so sad. Imagine kalau kita duduk luar je dekat meeting room, and then we don't know anything happening inside. Vietnam dah launch EV lah, bro. Did you see the thing?
Yeah.
Vietnam dah launch EV dekat US. Dekat US.
Okay lah. Aku tak mau nak I mean shitting on people, right? I mean, our podcast is not really about trolling people dan sebagainya, right? But we have a communications and multimedia minister who aku rasa dia tweeted recently about how fast internet speeds are, for 5G. Padahal benda tu dah, I mean, the speed that he mentioned. I mean, you guys can go scroll lah. I'm not going to tell what he said. You can
kita tengok aja apa. Politicians say the darnest things.
Speed yang dia cakap tu is is basically regular speed for good 4G. You know, it's not even like 5G should be like 10-15% north or tinggi lagi daripada apa yang dia cakap. And that's the problem, right? If we have like a tech guy being the communications and multimedia minister, it's understandable because they will know tech issues apa semua. You have sorry for the lack of better words, a boomer as a communications and multimedia minister, this is what you get lah. Sorry, Danzri, I have to say it. Maybe you should be more in touch with what's going on in the internet world. It is your job anyways. Update lah sikit. Yang tu je. Aku tak lah
marah sangat. Consult lah. Your own team or change your team? Mudah aja jawapan dia.
Tak adalah, dia tweet kan. Mungkin dia tak ingat nak consult. Macam, wow, this speed, you know, 5GB, wow, you know. Kita macam, lah, benda aku expect 5G ni lagi laju daripada tu. Takkan yang tu je kan. But, yeah, you know.
Kalau nak list down tiap-tiap minggu menteri apa cakap mana, menteri mana cakap apa,
tak habis.
Tak selesai, tak habis.
Podcast kita 24 jam ni, boleh.
Ah, 24 hours and still not enough time.
Anyways, we really appreciate the NFT question. Thank you for asking. Sebab aku dengan Ye pun nak kata nak discuss NFT, we are not an NFT expert. Thanks for sharing the question. We really appreciate it. At least we can start the talk. Even kalau korang yang dengar podcast ni pun boleh mula Google, Twitter. It's everywhere actually. You just can see. In fact, some of my friends are buying collectibles on NFT now. And aku nampak juga. So, you know, see what's... I mean, it's a fun thing lah to find out about. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita sambung ke segmen seterusnya. Segmen Ramalan atau Nuzum.
Podcast ini disokong oleh Ringgit.com. Ringgit adalah portal media kewangan dalam bahasa Melayu yang memaparkan berita dan isu mengenai industri di Malaysia dan serantau. Portal ini cenderung membahaskan pelbagai topik bermula dari ekonomi ke pasaran ke fintech hinggalah ke startup. Layari Ringgit.com, RNGGT.com hari ini untuk mendapatkan maklumat terkini dan membahaskan perkara yang penting berkenaan dalam industri kewangan. Ringgit.com.
Okey, kembali ke segmen seterusnya dalam podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yim. Ini merupakan segmen Ramalan atau Nuzum. Okay, selalu aku dengan Yim akan cuba discuss apa benda nak ramal. Mostly Yim, aku pun kadang-kadang offer lah sikit ramalan. Tapi untuk sesi kali ini sebenarnya ada laporan
bahawa aku nak ramalkan bro. Aku nak ramalkan.
Ramalan
aku adalah, okay, memang betul ada ni laporan. TikTok dah famous, satu dunia semua tahu. Dan Spotify sekarang antara syarikat yang terbaru yang sedang meneliti bagaimana nak memasukkan version TikTok di dalam Spotify.
Everyone
wants a piece of TikTok. Okay, now do you know that for the ease of music listening right now in terms of streaming music, I think Spotify is number one when it comes to user experience.
Yeah. I think
integration, everything is there. Spotify is really the best. However, do you know that Spotify is losing market share in terms of people new signups?
I'm not surprised about this. Aku rasa dah tepu sebab Spotify peaked very early.
No, not quite. Because okay, what is the market size, total addressable market for people who are listening to music? Do you believe me if I say it is as big as those watching streaming videos?
Probably bigger.
Then, by the way, I agree with you. Then, why is it that it is 1/10 the size of Alphabet?
Oh, okay.
So the room to grow for Spotify is ultra huge. Ultra huge. If I have a lot of money, I will bet on Spotify right now, today. All right. Okay. Individually, I wouldn't even hedge it on an ETF or try to take some sort of funny swap couple. Straight away, I would invest there. But right now, Spotify is 1/10 of Alphabet, the room to grow is huge. Huge. Yet they are losing new signups. Okay. Why are they losing new signups? There's only one answer. The bundle that Apple is providing with Apple Music is so good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So good.
No the question. Bundle, right?
No question yeah. about that. Apple Premium One sekeluarga cukup murah. And then semua dapat. Apple Fitness dapat. Plus lah, TV Plus lah, semua kau dapat. Okay, itu satu. Dua is the bundle that YouTube is providing. Kalau kau nak skip ad, kau jadi YouTube Premium.
Yes, yes.
Bila kau masuk YouTube Premium, by the way, you dapat YouTube Music. Alright, just these two services alone has resulted in new usage sign up for Spotify decreasing quarter to quarter compared with previous period last year and the year before that. So if you look at new signups, they are decreasing, and then you tell me, Mat Ping, kau cakap tadi that the total addressable market could even be more than people consume video. Then we are looking at Spotify right now getting nervous about how they can reinvent their company. And if it means providing new kind of pivot like TikTok punya concept, so be it. Yeah. Aku faham kenapa Spotify kena buat ni, but I don't know whether they can succeed, because if they stray away from this, then susah. Kalau kau tengok YouTube Shorts, it is still sama lebih kurang with the main product themselves, which is the YouTube streaming video. But for Spotify itself, I think better they focus on Audible products, on better podcast shows, non-fiction podcasts, you know, those kind of thing. The moment they go into video streaming, that might be a big problem when it comes to core competency within Spotify. But whatever it is, total addressable market of Spotify is huge. And yet they're losing new signups, so they have to do something. They're bleeding right now.
Itulah. And sebenarnya baru-baru ni sebenarnya Spotify actually tie up with Netflix, where they offer a playlist kind of thing, where they curate semua benda lagu yang kau, any shows in Netflix that you like, you know, Money Heist ke or whatever, Bridgerton, whatever, name any of the top shows on Netflix, Squid Game, is going to be there and it's going to curate. And aku sebenarnya check it out, and sebenarnya it's way simple sebab daripada aku type dan sebagainya, kadang-kadang aku tak terfikir nak cari lagu tu kan. Tapi when everything is curated, it makes it easier, right? And these are probably the value added services Spotify is grasping. And aku rasa ramalan Spotify is going to venture even further from their core, because aku tak nampak what other lagu. I think the only way now is to say that you can only stream this artist here in Spotify, and no artist in their right mind would you know, cancel off, you know, and not allow other people like Apple Music or YouTube Music to stream their music, right? It doesn't make sense. As an artist, you want as many services will be able to stream your song. So of course Spotify have no choice but to do this. Whether they succeed or not is the bigger question. Aku rasa they will be there. I mean, it's too big to fail, right? I think they're going to be there. There's going to be some hits, some misses. Out of 10 things, maybe 4 things really work well for them. You know, keep them afloat. Keep them, you know, keep gaining new customers. 6 things will probably be fail. Okay, kita rehat sebentar. Itu merupakan segmen ramalan atau Zoom. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk.
Zaman sekarang, kita banyak akaun social media. Bila nak kongsi status, kan bagus kalau boleh dapat semuanya serentak? Social.co boleh selaraskan proses ini dengan mudah. Layari social.co. SOCL.co sekarang.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amaz bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen terakhir bagi sesi podcast kita kali ini, iaitu segmen baik buruk. Okay, bagi baik sebenarnya aku ada laporan ni, korang boleh baca sendiri di Axis, salah satu portal yang ditawarkan dalam Amaz Network, di mana laporan dari Axis ni menyatakan bahawa dari digital durian ke Durio with two O's, ini adalah bagaimana Durio ingin menjadi Disney dan Netflix untuk kanak-kanak Muslim. So aku rasa benda ni adalah baiklah untuk Malaysia. kalau kita lihat pengasas digital durian, dua orang, Hairul Faizah Lizwan Ahmad Sofian dan Sinan Ismail, sekarang bergerak secara sendiri. Aku pun tak tahu apa benda ni until Aman's report baru aku macam, what's going on? Apparently they have, Hairul ada studio baru iaitu Warna Kala Studios. They also pegang hak untuk Didi and Friends. And if you are a parent in 2015 or 2010 onwards, you would know Didi and Friends. Sinan Ismail, the other half of the co-founder pula, mengumumkan projek seterusnya iaitu Durio. Dan in fact, Durio pun ada nak tawarkan Durio Plus, iaitu perkhidmatan perstreaman baru yang memfokuskan kepada kandungan Islamik untuk kanak-kanak. Dan kita lihat the vision shared by Sinan. They want Durio to become Disney dan Netflix untuk kanak-kanak Muslim, which is bagi aku a very lofty ambition, and they can do it because kita tahu memang bagus.
We should support animation project, is a big deal. Anywhere from Bobo Boy to Sergeant apa nama, Captain apa entah yang budak tu,
Agent Ali,
all that is very important, and I think these guys can do it. By the way, sekarang dah ada iOS application. So kalau korang nak download aplikasi Axis, type AKSIZ dekat App Store, dan korang boleh dapatkan berita-berita macam ni straight to your mobile application. Untuk aku, for me, the yang bagus minggu ni adalah Black Friday sale, FIFA 2022 Ultimate Edition PS4. Ada macam-macam language. And by the way, ada PS5. Kalau kau ada PS5, dia dah drop daripada RM400 ke RM260. So, for the first time, I'm going to buy. Because I want
to upgrade. Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate Edition. I've been waiting for this for the longest of time.
I think that's a good deal lah. If you want to, go for it. Memang.
Yeah, it is a good deal. But do you know you can wait a little bit longer. Maybe Christmas pun ada slash prices. We don't know.
Of course.
So do check that out as well. So itu aku punya big win lah untuk minggu ni.
Okay, I'm happy. Nanti share lah review Ultimate Edition. How much differs than normal edition? Aku subscribe to EA Play.
Okay, EA Play, okay. So EA Play, you don't get the ultimate, right? You get the normal one.
Yeah. I'll get it for free, but much later lah. Ultimate Edition, I think ada 10% off. But I don't know, Black Friday ni aku tak check lagi.
55% off sekarang Black Friday. Yeah.
Well, when the games are RM400, RM35% is very, very big. Very, very big cut. Okay, untuk buruk pula macam ni?
Buruk, aku rasa buruk untuk minggu ni kes meningkat as if we didn't know because Melaka punya by-election and I think buruk aku rasa also that the Sarawak state election is not going to be promising for Malaysia. I don't know, man. I think just buruk back to that lah. Balik kepada politik lah. Tak boleh lah. And then
buruk the increasing prices lah.
Prices tu ada setengah price 200% tau naik. 200% tau. Ada satu this guy in economist, nama dia Carlemo Fermito from CMB.
Carmelo Felito.
Oh, best bro. Dia cakap memang straight. Dia kata kita kena control supply. Sebab supply will drive the prices up. Yeah, why not, right? Because I think kalau we look at the kind of resistance coming in from producers, they will constrict the supply so that the prices push up. So we really need to talk more to how we can improve on the prices of, improve on the supply of makanan yang mentah-mentah ni.
And sometimes it's down to actually confidence, right? This is where the government can come in. I think the hesitance in ramping up supply is of course due to MCO worries, fear of another lockdown, uncertainty. I think if government can come in and actually assure these people, I'm sure prices will be regulated better lah.
tunggu.
But I'm not the economy expert here. Aku just randomly suggest my observation lah. Don't know whether how much will it impact. But of course, other than barang-barangan biasa, tiket kapal terbang juga meningkat secara mendadak, especially to Sarawak disebabkan oleh election dan sebagainya. And these are the things that they have to monitor, of course, as always. And on that note, actually, we are ending our sesi podcast untuk kali ini. Terima kasih banyak-banyak kerana sudi bersama kami untuk sesi podcast ini. Seperti biasa, apa-apa maklum balas, cadangan, soalan dan sebagainya, hantarkan ke Ask and Ahmad Zulmai. Aku dan Yim sentiasa mengalu-alukan pandangan anda semua. Terima kasih sekali lagi. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi akan datang.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Hey Jamila, laris betul bisnes nasi lemang kau. Kat mana kau jual?
Aku jual online lah Raju. Satu Klan Valley aku supply.
Eh, macam mana tu? Bukan rumah kau jauh ke?
Taklah, aku guna Cloud Kitchen dekat Sapura Mines lah.
Cloud Kitchen tu apa?
Dekat Cloud Kitchen Sapura Mines, senang. Semua dia dah bagi. Kau nak periuk ke, nak sudip ke, nak oven ke, semua dah ada. Tak payah susah-susah nak beli.
Berapa ringgit kau nak bayar ni?
Tak mahal pun. Tengoklah bisnes aku macam mana. Jual nasi lemak je pun. Kalau kau nak equipment, semua dia boleh supply.
Susah tak masa kau nak apply hari tu?
Langsung tak. Aku call kejap je. Terus diorang tolong set up.
Dekat mana tadi kau cakap?
Dekat Sapura Mines. Layari sapuraproperties.com.my kalau kau nak tahu lebih lanjut.
Baiklah, sapuraproperties.com.my. Okay, thanks Jamila.